our guest has been a critical part of some of the top offensive lines in program history. Out of Homewood Flossmoor High in Illinois, number 55, we welcome in Marcus Harper. Marcus, great having you. How's life treating you approaching such a big time in your career?
Yeah, no, first, I appreciate you for having me on. And two, it's been going great. You know, I've been sitting up here, just been training. I was out in Knoxville, Tennessee at Triple F with Lee Smith. And I legitimately just been grinding away and just, you know, looking forward to the day on Tuesday and, you know, go showcase my abilities.
So your path to Eugene, coming out of high school, you were very highly ranked by all the groups, Rivals, ESPN. So I'm always curious, what were some of the schools pursuing you that you were considering, and what made you decide, you know, I think that school in Eugene is best for me?
Yeah. So like you said, so there were schools, honestly, that were mainly Big Ten focused that were recruiting me. So we had the Michigan States, we had the Purdue's, we had the Illinois, you know, everything that you could think of. Some Big 12 schools as well. Iowa State fell in that mold. I had Duke in there. And then I had literally only one West Coast offer, and the West Coast offer was from Oregon. And, you know, I figured that I had earlier on in my recruiting process had committed to Illinois. But I kept that line of communication open with Oregon, and I was like, you know what? I feel like for me, the best opportunity and for me as to grow as a well-rounded person is for me to go out to, you know, to Eugene. I took literally just my official visit was the only time I came out to Eugene, and I fell in love with it instantly. I feel like that was a great place for me to go out and just continue to be myself and, you know, just do things that I had inspired to do. And so I was like, you know what? It's going to be a tough challenge, but I'm built for it. And, you know, I was going to come out here and, you know, travel 2,000 miles from our front door and come out to Eugene.
You know, obviously you sat out COVID. You saw the field as a red shirt. Then in 22, you became a regular. You started at left guard. And that was season one of the Dan Lanning era. And obviously they weren't the folks, Marcus, who recruited you. So I'm curious, with a big coaching change like that, what goes through your head? At what point do you feel like, you know what, I'm on board with the new guys. This is still the best place for me.
Yeah, so when that transfer happened, I literally looked at my situation. And I was like, okay, well, you have a no clean slate. You got a new coach, you know, and was coming off of a championship win at Georgia. You know, they won a national championship down there. And I was like, okay, you got a new slate to come up here and really just show this coach like what you're all about. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't want to leave with the old coaching staff because I had made a promise to myself before I came to Eugene that I wasn't going to leave no matter how hard it got for me. And, you know, I didn't know that, you know, coaching change was going to be a thing that was going to end up happening. But, you know, that's what ended up happening. You know, I stayed true to that promise I made to myself. I was like, you know, I'm going to stick up here and stick it out. And, you know, like you said, that first year I started was Landon's first year. So, you know, I was obviously built for a moment at hand.
Talking with Marcus Harper, getting ready for the Ducks Pro Day. One of the big questions, Marcus, we knew when Oregon was going to switch conferences was always hear about Big Ten is the more physical league. So was it mostly talk, or did you actually notice a difference in the level of physicality where the action is in the trenches when Oregon became a Big Ten school?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, the level of athletes were a lot better than what I've seen in the Pac-12. But in terms of physicality, the physicality in the trenches was the same from the Big Ten to from the Pac-12. I'll be honest with you. Obviously, there are guys that are a lot bigger and things like that, but that's where, you know, playing in the Oregon offense play into our favor because, you know, those guys sometimes would, you know, when we run our tempo offense, they wouldn't play, you know, how they, you know, would normally play if they weren't, you know, tired or gassed and things like that. So we use that to our advantage. And so I liked it a lot. It was great for my parents and some of my family members to come out to see the games and things like that and, you know, everything of that nature. So I like going to the Big Ten, honestly.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of ironic that Illinois wound up in the conference that you were playing in.
Yeah.
You played left guard, you played right guard. I think I saw on the X platform, by the way, you can follow Marcus at Marcus2_H. You mentioned Joe Tooney, who's just so versatile. Obviously are agile, athletic. What are you hearing about as far as the next level? And how important is that versatility that you've shown going to be for you?
Yeah, that versatility is important. Like you said, I played majority of my career was at left guard, and then just recently this past season was at right guard. And I know that was very key for me to show that, okay, I don't have to play in such a box and limit myself to only playing one side, one guard. You know what I'm saying? I play right. And like you alluded to, like Joe Tooney, a guy who's been able to play, you know, he played left, right, guard, even played some right tackle, played some left tackle. You know what I'm saying? As we saw, like, in the Super Bowl, he, you know, not even just the Super Bowl, that back end of the Chiefs season, like, dominated a lot, you know, at that left tackle spot. So, like I said, I just pride myself on doing things similar to those guys because I know it holds weight because you just never know when your number is going to be called and you're going to have to, you know, go out there and do things, you know, unbeknownst to what you're accustomed to. So just making myself as comfortable getting uncomfortable.
Talking with Marcus Harper, prepping for Tuesday's Pro Day, we know how well-regarded this line has been up for the Joe Moore Award, how you all graded out. And prior to your junior year, Marcus, they made Alik Terry the line coach. You know, a young guy. What could you tell us about the kind of coach he was your final two seasons in college here at Oregon?
Yeah, so obviously Coach Terry, when I first got to Oregon, I don't know if many know this, he was a GA. So he was a very familiar face for me, and bringing him back into the program was very, very essential for me. And it helped out a lot. Like, I seen the growth that me and him both had from, you know, my freshman year, his, you know, when he was a GA to as a coach. And he just continued to teach us, like, the X's and O's of football. I think what helped separate him was that he had a lot of personal relationships with a lot of us prematurely before we even got to be in the starting position that we were at. And so he was able to kind of piggyback off of that and see your growth and maturity and just kind of see, okay, where can I help fit and where these guys while I was gone. And so it helped out a lot. And, you know, we grew in our relationship a lot tremendously just on the field and off, just being familiar with each other. But it was great to have him back in the offensive line room.
You know, obviously you've successfully gone from high school to college, and whether they were non-conference games to big conference games to bowl games. So, Marcus, as you embark on pursuing this dream of becoming an NFL draft pick, anything special you've been doing since the season ended to get you ready for this critical next phase?
Honestly, I've been doing the same thing that's gotten me, like you said, from high school to college and then college to this next level. The system hasn't changed the same. Just the event that I'm prepping for is the only thing that's really changed. So, you know, I've been in Eugene. I found a system and a regimen that, you know, really works and hones in for me and my skills. And I'm sticking to that. Like, I didn't want to change anything just because, you know, obviously what I had to do a little bit changed in terms of, like, instead of me prepping for spring ball, of course, I got to prep for, you know, 40-yard dash and, you know, the L drill and things like that. But My process, Marcus Harper II's process, stayed the exact same. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Couple final thoughts for Marcus Harper, Oregon guard. From that nightmare season in COVID to what we just witnessed, you ran the table, the Big Ten championship game, season one in the new league. What could you tell me about your 4 years here, kind of the fan support and, you know, the players, the programs? What are going to be as you age and move on, looking back, what's going to stick out about your time playing for the fans in Eugene?
Yeah, just how loyal they were to me. You know, they loved me ever since they, you know, were able to see me, and they were able to see me grow up and kind of go through a lot of different changes. And, you know, they probably didn't know about me early on, but the fact that everyone's, you know, kind of realizing and being suit into who I am now on the back end of my career is phenomenal. So I'm just grateful for, you know, all the Eugene fans. And it's crazy, a lot of them, when they see me, I just actually got recognized in Tennessee when I was actually leaving the airport. And he was just like, "Hey, are you Marcus?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I know for sure that wouldn't have happened when I came in. So to see that full circle moment and see guys, you know, really just, you know, recognize me and make me know I'm a familiar face is, you know, phenomenal.
Wow, in Tennessee, you gotta love that.
Yeah.
Lastly, rather than me ask you more specific questions, give you a chance to be your own marketing director. What do folks need to know about all Marcus Harper brings to the table, and which gives you such a legitimate shot from playing Saturdays to playing in the NFL on Sundays?
Yeah, you're going to get someone who's very confident, very dominant from the day he's going to walk into the door. I know what I bring to the table. You know, and that's undeniable willingness to go get wherever I'm after, and I'm not going to stop until I get it. I'm a leader. I'm a good locker room presence, and I'm a good personality too. So, yes, there are times where, you know, you need to be serious and honed in and locked in on what you got to do, but I have no problem being able to turn it on and turn it off and, you know, kind of line up the move whenever it's needed. So that's what you get as Marcus. And, again, on top of that, you get the versatility too. So I can play left, I can play right, and I can put my hand on the ball if need be. Very intelligent, very well-rounded individual. And the guy that just knows who he is through and through and is going to sit through that and, you know, not going to sway based on, you know, whatever's happened on the outside. And, yeah.
Folks, he's number 55, Marcus Harper. Man, you had a heck of a career culminating with an all-Big Ten season. Marcus, it's great catching up. I really appreciate you coming on the show. I just want to wish you health and lots of success moving forward. May you be well and have a terrific pro career.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one. Pretty exciting time in a young player's career and life. We need to take a break, back with more 95.3 The Score.